Okay, you ready?
We're rolling, guys.
Are we ready to go?
I think we're live.
On camera?
Yeah.
Right now.
For the millions of viewers out there.
Yes, exactly. So right now we have 125,000 of you subscribed to Interview with an MVP. And guys, I'm going to tell you right now that we are super excited, Clint and I, to be coming to you live from the Veeam Studios in Atlanta. I kind of, 10 minutes ago, hijacked the studio and asked if we could do this session right now, live. So this is pretty cool. So Clint?
Hello, everybody. Why are you at the Veeam Studio, Dave? Why are you so excited?
Clint, I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this date for a long time. And we're here for the Veeam Live event that's going to be happening today. And I heard that we have over 10,000 people subscribed so far to come into the live stream.
I think the latest update was 11.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. You know, it's amazing that we can actually have such a huge following on the internet and through the IT community like this, because we're just two regular guys, just doing our thing.
Having fun, doing our thing.
But exactly.
Today on... As Dave mentioned, we're hosting the Veeam Live episode. This is the former Whiteboard Fridays, if you guys might recall. But we're going to be chatting with everybody about the latest Windows Server 2016 announcements that are coming up, as well as Hyper-V 2016. Ignite is next week, so we've got a super busy Veeam Live scheduled. But also, you know, kind of convenient that you're down here for Ignite.
Yes.
We were able to steal Dave, you know, some of his time, part of the Vanguard program that he's a part of. You know, we're super pumped, so...
Yeah, and we got a couple cool things that we want to talk to everybody about, because it's been probably about 3-4 weeks since we've had a session on Interview with an MVP. MVP Days, our first U.S. show is coming up this Saturday, September 24th, 2016. I'm pretty pleased to announce that we're almost sold out for the event.
Yeah, we have almost 200 people registered
for
the event. Especially, you know, coming out of Canada for the first time. This is the first time that MVP Days is going to be hosted in North America. And putting it in front of Ignite was a really brilliant idea that we had, because that gives us the ability to target the core Microsoft customers, not interfere with Ignite, as well as give them the opportunity to come and participate in the Ignite Cup.
Exactly. So if you guys don't know what Ignite Cup is, this is our first annual. And I'm using the word annual because we bought jerseys for this thing, so we will have another one. Is an exhibition hockey game that's going to be going on the evening of September 24th at the Duluth Ice Forum.
Mm.
And so we've gotten local skaters, some celebrity skaters that are coming in, and we have fans. We actually sold spectator tickets for this event, Clint. And we actually have two buses that are going to transport people from downtown Atlanta to the event. This is a bit of a secret announcement. We actually bought noisemakers for all the fans.
Wow.
And we're going to supply all the fans with beer so they can
What else could you need? Noisemakers and beer.
So they
That makes the event like the best event ever.
They're going to be so primed for this event and ready to go. And if you haven't seen my feed on Twitter, at Dave Kwula, I posted a sneak peek of the MVP trophy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The MVP trophy, it's not bad, it's bad.
Bad is a good bad.
Exactly.
Should I have said this pretty rad? Would that have been okay with you?
Yeah. So it like glows blue, the MVP trophy.
Yeah.
And so Super Crystal did the amazing designs on the trophies and some of the prizes that we have. She actually designed all of the custom jerseys that we have as well. And it's kind of unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a celebrity coach lined up, Stephen Rose
Don
from
Cherry?
Microsoft. The Don Cherry of
the
Microsoft.
The Don Cherry.
Huge hockey fan, unfortunately, is not going to be able to make it out for the event. But
that's
still
a shame.
It's going to be cool, because you know what, Clint? You're our new celebrity coach.
Celebrity coach. I just got signed up right now.
You're gonna be behind the bench for one of the teams. And it's probably going to be my team, because I am skating. And I have to let you guys know, I have a really hard slap shot, so goalies, watch out. And so hopefully you don't bench me, because I'm not trying hard enough out there.
I want to see back checking.
Actually, you know what? I was running the other week, and I actually injured my back check muscle. And so I may not be able to back check in the game.
I don't want to know where your back check muscle is.
All right. MVP Days isn't just coming to Atlanta, Clint. MVP Days is actually going to be coming to our next stop after this is going to be coming to Seattle in early November.
Yeah, just ahead of MVP Summit.
Yes.
So if you're not familiar, Microsoft invites all of the MVPs, their most valuable professionals from around the world, to come out to Redmond for a week of meetings and things with the PM teams, the different program leaders. I mean, it gives MVPs access to those teams that provide feedback as well as training material that we receive, you know, as part of that too. So, you know, having MVP Days ahead of Summit really gets us in front of an exposure with the kind of the creme de la creme, if you will, of the Microsoft community.
We've actually had over 30 session submissions already from MVPs from all over the world. So if you guys are interested and you're in the Seattle area, definitely come check us out. And it looks like, as of a couple days ago, we might have actually secured the Microsoft office for the event.
That's sweet.
So I'm not sure the exact location yet, because working the details through a huge company like Microsoft can be a little bit challenging. But the good news is we're going to have an amazing venue. We're going to have an incredible lineup of speakers. And then beyond that, we're hitting a few other dates. You can check out all the information at www.mvpdays.com. Super, super cool. The next thing that we had on our list here, Clint, was Ignite. Wow. Over 20,000 Microsoft professionals, developers, people from Corp are going to be there from Microsoft, all the different vendors.
I mean, it's their big show. This is the Microsoft show of the year. Last year it was in Chicago. This year it's in Atlanta, Georgia. It should be fantastic. And actually, you know, Dave and I, as well as my colleague Mike Ressler, and even Anton Gostev has some sessions going on next week as well. You know, so what, really quick, Dave, so what's your couple of your sessions? What are they about?
So we have probably the most exciting session that that I'm so pleased to have been selected for is an MVP panel on Tuesday. So it's going to be on Tuesday morning. You can just search by my name, Dave Kula, in the schedule builder at Ignite, and you can find all the dates and times and stuff like that for it. But we're going to be having myself, yourself, Mike Ressler, and probably a special guest in
special
there as well.
Special guest?
Don't know yet. We're still going to find.
That's okay.
I've been known as Mike Ressler has seen. I've been presenting, and he walks up right in the front row. I've dragged him right up on stage.
Hey, you. Come present with me.
That's pretty much what it is. He's like, I haven't even seen the slide deck yet. I'm like, that's okay.
It doesn't matter. Just
you're an MVP. That's what we do. If you can't present a cold slide deck that you've never seen before, you're not worthy of being MVP. So that's happened.
So next week is Ignite.
Yes.
We've got sessions. It's not too late to go get signed up for those sessions. If you haven't yet, if you just go out to the MVP port, or excuse me, the Ignite portal out there, search for sessions, add to your schedule. You know, next week Microsoft is slated to officially launch the, believe RTM of Windows Server 2016 to the public.
That's huge. That's huge. And seeing as we're in the Veeam studio, great question for you, Clint. Is Veeam going to be ready for Microsoft when they take and they launch Server 2016? Can we protect those workloads?
Yes, we will absolutely 100% be the first, ISV backup vendor, availability vendor. To fully support the entire Windows Server 2016 stack, from Nano Server to Storage Spaces Direct to the new REFS 3.0 file system, all the latest and greatest from a Microsoft perspective will be fully supported from a Veeam perspective as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, if you guys are out and about in the Atlanta area, come find Clint and myself. We're more than happy to chat with you about any type of technologies that are there. We're actually going to be doing some live sessions from the Ignite conference as well.
We're going to be actually doing daily recaps, Dave. Did
yes,
you know that?
Yes, I do now.
Each day, we're going to be doing a couple minute daily recap of what happened at Ignite, what was the big announcements. So, you know, kind of your one-stop shop for everything is the interview with an MVP channel right here on Channel 9.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. And so we'll see you on the next episode.